Remarks of the President, Red Bluff, California, 3 October 1952.
We're going to present to you the President of the United States, James H. Doolin.
Thank you, Bill. Speaking anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll make it very short. You want to hear him? I give you the President of the United States, Harry S. Truman.
Thank you very much. It's a real pleasure, I assure you, to receive a welcome like that here. In the home of my good old friend, Clare Ingall. I'm sorry you can't be here. I have a telegram from Clare Ingall I'd like to read to you. It says, I regret that a long-standing engagement in Los Angeles, which could not be changed without serious inconvenience to other people, prevents my being present to welcome you into my district, and especially to Shasta Dam, the key unit of the Central Valley Project, which is so successful that the California State Engineer has issued a formal report that it could be purchased by the state with interest-bearing revenue bonds and pay out in 50 years with a profit of $368 million. If that is democratic bungling, we should have more of it. I welcome you to this district and wish you a successful trip. Clare Ingall. I've come here on this trip for a special purpose. I guess maybe you've guessed it. I'm on a campaign for a Democratic victory in November. I'm doing everything I can to help Adlai Stevenson to the White House on the 20th day of January. If that comes about, you can be sure I'll pack up my bags and head home from Missouri about the happiest man alive. For I'll know that my place has been taken by a very great and a very able new leader. I know that all of you will have a friend to look out for your interests. I've been on this train for 6 days now, stopping to talk to people all along the way. It's been my job to tell them some plain facts and hard truths about the Republican Party and even about the Republican candidate. Now, that's not very pleasant because the facts aren't very pleasant in this particular case. At this time, I want to take a vacation from it and talk to you about some pleasant things, like the growth of this great state of yours, which is one of the wonders of our time. Your growth out here has been phenomenal, and I'm proud to say your government has helped you, worked in partnership with you. That's what government is for. And that's how the Democratic Party has been running it for these 20 years. Here we've built great dams like Shasta that have controlled water and made power available to farms and cities. Here we are carrying out the great Central Valley Project, adding abundance to California's already rich agricultural economy. Through state and federal measures, we are managing to save the last of your great forests, some of the greatest and oldest left in the whole world. In our national parks, we have preserved your national wonderlands and secured them for future generations. Our federal road program has helped you crisscross your mountains and your valleys with good highways. Highways your state government, with the aid of federal funds, is constantly improving. You have some of the best in the world. All these things add up to splendid accomplishments. California is richer, your land is more productive, and you have a better life because of it. Did you ever stop to think that in the last analysis, these are the two big assets that we have, our land and our people? If we take care of both, people and land, we will continue to grow strong. We will remain the greatest nation on earth, and that's my prescription for America, and I know it's yours. There's a lot of talk about big government, but our government is big only because our land is big and our people are many. You know those people who talk about big government and the dangers of big government forget that the government they are thinking about was the government of a very few people comparatively. They want to go back and think about the government when there were 30 million people in this country, or when there were 70 million people in this country. Now there are 157 million people in this country, and instead of being an isolated country which is bound by two oceans and by Canada and Mexico, it has become the free leader of all the world. And the government that is the free leader of all the world has to have a government in compensation to the size of the job that it has to do. Nobody in the world is going to roll this country back. We have to go forward. You people here in California are a demonstration of what happens when a country is properly developed. And you're properly developed because you have the government with the will to do for you what our government should do for its people. Now, I want you to bear those things in mind when you go to the polls in November. Remember that you are the government, that it's you that is to profit by the welfare of this nation if you have good government. And when you don't have good government, it's your own fault because you don't vote for the right people and you don't deserve any sympathy. If you do the right thing, you go down there on November the 4th and you'll vote for Adlai Stevenson and John Sparkman, and you'll have 4 more years of good government and 4 more years of good growth for California.